GamChat Podcast is a member of the Bung Collective, podcasts that came to play. Visit our website at thebungph.com.
So Mars, what na? Do you want to talk about everything and anything under the sun? Listen to our fellow Pinoy stories or just catch up? Big kwento?
Why not? Here at Mars What Na Podcast, everything is free-flowing, like the alcohol that we may or may not be drinking.
You've got your Kumaris Michelle and
Bethany here finding what makes us distinctly Pinoy. Our similarities, our differences.
Covering the topics about Pinoy experience from the motherland and abroad.
Catch us on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Kita
Kids! Hey everyone, before you listen to this week's episode, listen to our music playlist by clicking on the link in the episode description. This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we don't do that.
I'll try to match your energy.
We do not do that.
Oh, I was trying to, like, I was giving them a hint about the episode. Pew, pew, pew.
Okay. Anyway. So anything.
Wait, McCoy, did you see D? Here, D. We don't do that. We don't do that. Damn, all right.
So anything new, anything you guys did over the past few days? Did you find out how Filipino you really are or something like that?
Wow, well, it sounds like you're trying to like hint to something.
Okay, well, yeah, it seems like this is stepping off of something, but let's go with you.
Oh, should I start? Okay, well, Greg challenged me because, you know, he did that 23andMe. Oh, wait, can I say that?
Yes, you can, because okay. It is the thing.
So he did that 23andMe test, and he's a certain percentage Filipino, and our other friend, who shall remain nameless, is also a certain percentage Filipino. But the funny thing is, Greg is more Filipino than that friend of ours by a few percentage, like maybe 7%. I don't really know.
Enough, okay? Enough.
Enough, yeah. But it's significant, actually. And we were, like, shocked by it. So Greg challenged me, like, what if I'm more Filipino than you? I'm like, okay, challenge accepted. I ordered the kit. I was like, I'm not going to back down from this. And I turned it in. And guess what? I'm 100% Filipino. 100%. My bloodline was not colonized.
It wasn't, but it does sound now incestuous. Like, how do you have like 100%?
Right, I was really surprised.
Like, Filipino, like seriously.
Well, I know where my family originally comes from, and that region was not really heavily populated by Spaniards or Americans. It was very local.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone being 100% of anything.
Right? It's weird. When I looked at it, I'm like, this can't be right. But it is. It's right there. And it named the region where everyone that composed me as a person have come from, and mostly in the Ilocos region, and then some in Central Luzon. And then at the very bottom, there's like, I think they named like 9 regions. There's like Eastern Visayas and Bicol. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming. But, you know, like migration and, you know, all that from way back when. So I was really shocked that I'm 100% that it was confirmed that I'm like 100% Filipino. And no one can get any more Filipino than I am, I guess. So
yeah, you guys kept it all in the island, huh?
I guess we did.
All the family.
I guess we
did. You're pure.
What if the geneticist or the technician who was processing your... like sample, we're just like 98, good enough. I'll just put 100.
Round up.
Wait, D, he's not even like 0.001 African. He's just like Filipino.
He was like, it's 5:30. I have to clock out soon. The finest Filipino.
But it did say Filipino and Austronesian, which is. That's the word, right? That's the term they use for the native people of Taiwan and everyone that migrated downwards from there, like the Pacific Islanders, Filipinos, and I think Indonesians also, even people in Madagascar.
Wow.
Yeah.
100. You should put that on a shirt. 100.
Well, I did put it on social media, but I got questioned for it.
You got a question for me.
It's kind of like the COVID test. You have to put the picture of like your test result that you took just for proof. Or like when you take a picture in front of a restaurant, like, see, I was here. You have to show proof.
No. D, McCoy should just take a picture of his spit. There's your proof, you ass. Don't question me. I'm 100% Filipino.
Well, how about you guys?
For me, this week has been kind of very busy for me. I'm actually on production doing a shoot for work. And I miss it. I really miss being on set with the cameras and crew. And I just miss working with actors.
I mean, that's kind of too much to call them actors if they're just doing porn, right?
They do act.
No. They do. Not that kind of set. But so I was on set. But my role on the set for the next 2 weeks isn't as a director, like, directing the actors or the crew. It's actually just supervising the whole entire project at that capacity. And the producer, I was like staring at the director and the monitors where you watch the scenes unfold, and the producer whispered to me, I was like, do you miss it? And I just turned to him and I just did a teardrop like sad face down my cheek. Because I do miss it. I do miss being on set. Like, I do miss being in the action of everything. You know, calling the shots, yelling action and cut, and working with actors. So I was like, oh, I need to do a really big change after the shoot. So I do miss it.
But okay, that's one thing I was wondering. Now, how do you prevent or hold yourself back? Because you've mostly done like director stuff. So how do you like not chime in and just be like, hey, can you do this instead? the boundaries of like...
I was really tempted, but you have to let whoever is the director be the director, or everything will be a mess.
Yeah, obviously respect.
But man, yeah. I was so close. I was like, don't tell that to the actors in my head. I was like, don't tell that to the actors, because some directors will tell actors just throw it away, like throw out your lines, just like say it. I'm like, don't tell actors that. They need to act. And I was just like, I wanted to get in so thick of it.
How about you, D?
Okay, we'll go back to like how I learned, or I was reminded about my Filipino-ness.
How?
This weekend, my mother-in-law asked me to help her with her Facebook account. It reminded me that like only titas and titos are the ones left using Facebook, because her account was hacked.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I had to like explain to her, you can't just keep using like simple passwords anymore. Like, you really have to like write it down, and like a combination of like multiple numbers and letters, like, it doesn't have, it can't be a word that makes sense anymore. Like, we're past beyond, like, we're past that kind of thing.
Wait, let me interrupt you. Was her password really that simple?
Yes.
Like, password 123?
Not
or
even.
On that level?
It was, it was like a word and like a randomized number. So, but like...
Tita's Facebook. Like that.
But it was like, and then like I kept on like I logged on, because I don't really go on Facebook as much anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just more of like a auto upload from my Instagram. Uh-huh. That keeps it alive. So like whenever I post on Instagram, it would automatically post there. I just have it set like that. I don't know why, but I just checked it and I like went through my wall and I saw like first like a mutual friend of ours or acquaintance posted something, like it was a screen cap of a message that was sent from my in-laws account, and it was like, hey, I'm putting together like a donation for a friend. And so I was just like, oh Lord, this is like bigger than what it is, because the person is going line by line to their friends and sending messages, until you, McCoy, texted me and it was like, mm-hmm. Is this legit? So I'm like, oh, this like fucker is like going down the list. Yeah. Like, but it's just so amazing. So I just had to like remind her, like, you know what? It's lost. I could not like secure the password again. If I try to send a code to reset it,
it goes to them.
Well, yeah. But the code that I was getting, it would say like, oh, does not match like what we sent you, which is like the weirdest thing. So I told her, you just have to start over. and then B, you
can't
know,
you contact Facebook? There has to be a way to
I
do
don't
this.
The thing is, the way I see how Facebook and Instagram would work is like for you to contact them, it's like you're not priority to reset your account because you're not paying shit. That level of customer service is not there because it's not a product that you're paying for.
Well, isn't that, didn't they say if you're not paying for anything, you are the product or something like that?
Yeah. So in a sense, like, you know, there's really no way for them to just like, okay, I'll help you to the best of my ability because if we want to keep, you know, it's like, so they'll just start over. And this is probably her fourth account anyway. So,
Oh my gosh. You know, my Facebook password is so long and complicated. Even I had to write it down because I'm like, how can I remember this?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I try to prevent that from like happening to me.
Yeah.
Because I have pictures there. That's like forever. I mean, I want to download it and save it on my own so I can finally delete Facebook. But
that's how
it's
you
gonna
utilize,
take so long.
That's how you utilize Facebook. Now the older generation, it's like they post a picture, but it's a screen capture of their picture gallery with a time stamp on the top and how much battery signal they have, and post that exact same screenshot on Facebook. Or it will be like a repost of like a pass this on and you'll get like 100 hearts.
I hate those.
Like, that's the content of their Facebook. It's different from how we utilize it.
Well, I know someone that uses Facebook just for birthday reminders.
Which is perfect. That's like, see, that's like useful, right?
Yeah. I was going to say something more, but I was like, nope, because then I'm going to incriminate myself if I said that.
So you use it for the birthdays.
No, I was going to say, this is not always the case. I say this as a joke, people. If I greet you on Facebook, that means you don't really matter that much to me. If I text you personally, that means you mean a lot to me. But that's just a joke.
Wink, wink. Clearly not a joke. And what's not a joke is today's episode. Today we are going to create a playlist for everyone. We're going to create our own playlist. In this episode, we're going to talk about music. Music that has shaped us. Music has moved us, and as Filipinos, of course, music is everything. But interesting enough, all three of us do not do karaoke, so on that front, we're not good on that. But with everything else, music has changed our lives. So, hi guys.
Hi.
What was music like for you guys growing up? What was that, McCoy? You were like in the 60s?
So that means you were 59 then. Because you're older than me. Actually, my
backfire.
My childhood was a lot of 80s ballads. Love 80s ballads. And that's why now I love ballads, because that's what I grew up with. Which is what they played on the radio in the Philippines when I was young. Or at least that's what people in the house that I was growing up in played. Well, radio drama and also 80s ballads. So, yeah. Until now, I like ballads.
Yeah, growing up, so we had MTV. When I was younger, I remember watching MTV. All the 80s music. I love all 80s music.
Yeah.
They were really good. But one thing I'm not very good at is lyrics. For some reason, I don't really hear the lyrics as much as I hear the...
You don't hear them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear the beats and all that, the rhythm and all that stuff.
You're the second person I know that can't hear lyrics. I hear the lyrics first before I hear the beats and all that.
Really?
And if I like the song, and even if the beat's a little bit weird, I would like that song because I like the words. I like the lyrics.
Wow, I'm opposite. I might like the beat, and the lyrics would be so wrong. Like, these should be played in front of like anyone, like your parents. I'm like, nah, mom, this is a good beat.
And I'm curious now. Like, how about you, D?
No. I actually, I'm with Greg. I hear the melody first and how the song flows, and then it could be like a completely opposite, like, and then I'm so into the melody and the beat and the rhythm of the thing, and then I would listen to the song, the lyrics afterwards, and I'll be like, I like finding songs where it's like the complete opposite of like what the melody is, but then the lyrics are like, oh shit, you went left. This is like a depressing song. like those kind of music.
I mean, I find it so refreshing when I hear a new song for me, And I hear the first few lines and I'm like shattered because it's like such a devastating delivery of lines. The way it's written, you know, Adele does that. The way the words, the way the lyrics are written, it's like devastatingly painful, and I love that because, like I said, I hear the lyrics first.
Shattered. Wow, that's a strong word to use.
Well, because you know, songs are supposed to bring out emotions, right? So sometimes when the lyrics is so strong and so painful. It brings up a lot of shit.
You know, it does help when I watch music videos. So I'm like, oh, that's what they're saying. That's what they mean. I get it. But then I also have this problem where I think I know the lyrics, but I really just make them all up and it's all wrong. I'm like that person where they're singing in the car and everyone's all singing the same song. And then I start saying the wrong lyrics and everybody looks at you like, they're like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, that's not what it says.
But do you think MTV kind of changed the way we listen to music and the way we see music?
Oh, yeah.
Especially TRL, I think. You know, the hits or whatever, the top 10. That brought music into like a different level for like the new generation. I think, when did TRL start? Like early 2000? I don't really remember. Total Request Live?
Just kidding.
Oh, awesome.
I was like, I wasn't born yet, McCoy.
You're already having sex then. Well, I have to look this up. You guys keep talking. I have to look up TRL.
No, but like, I like I like finding that gem. Like, to me, like a perfect song would be like Mad World. Because you know how like the beat is so fast and you're like, oh, I'm gonna dance to this, and you're like, oh shit, this shit is deep. Like what it's like a spiral depression kinda, you know, song. But they made it like it's like an upbeat.
But it's so that makes me so sad. It's like you think like, yeah, and then you're like, oh, this is sad.
Right? Exactly. No, but that's how like I've associated music. It's like I listen to the beat first, the rhythm, and then like after a while, you're like, you see, even sometimes you're like, you hear the lyrics, but you don't really pay attention to it until you sit down and you analyze it. I'm like, oh, okay. So it takes me about like 5 plays or 5 times listening to a song for me to fully like just soak in what the song is about.
Do you guys have Spotify or Apple Music?
I have Spotify.
Which one do you guys use?
Apple Music.
So Apple Music, at least, I think Spotify does this too, where they'll actually show the lyrics on the screen on your phone to as you listen, you're like, I was like, oh my God, that's what they're saying? Damn.
Actually, I'll admit, there's this song that I started listening to a few months back, and I listen to it on my way home sometimes. And, you know, sometimes when you're driving home, you're like on autopilot.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I know this song, and you just listen to it. But I never really paid attention. But one time, I actually listened to the lyrics. I don't know why I didn't do that before. And I was like, oh my God, this song is so sad.
It's like, what song is that?
It's in Tagalog. It's about like letting go. But for some reason, it didn't translate in my head the first time I heard it. And when I finally listened to it, and I understood what she was saying, and I said, oh. Wow. But you know, it's interesting. You know that Sound of Silence, that song?
Yes.
It's very like not upbeat, but you know, it's the original song. Someone remade it. I forget the name of the band, but he has a very, very deep, gravelly voice. And it completely transformed the vibe of the song. Like it sounds like you'll get murdered after you hear this song. That's just the way, like, what? It's very, like, it's scary. Disturbed is the band. The Sound of Silence.
And then what's the lyrics of that?
I'll have to look this up now, because now I'm curious. Oh, it actually turns out to be really dark. It says, "Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again."
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Because a vision softly creeping. But the original song is very, like, happy sounding. But when you actually...
It's funny enough, I know that song as, like, "Hello, darkness, right? My old..." I thought that was the title of it.
But it's like... When when this band sang it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared for my life. But it's beautifully disturbing. Hence the name of the band, Disturbed.
It's like melancholy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking up online about like what are the songs or lyrics that people get wrong most often.
Which one is it?
One of them was TLC Waterfalls.
Oh, what part?
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls is the original one, right? Mm-hmm. But some people hear Don't Go Jason Waterfalls.
Jason?
Like Jason, like Jason.
What the fuck?
Who got that? Like...
Don't go chasing water... Okay, Jason. No, I don't get it.
Still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No?
They got a cheap AirPods or something. Or a discount Spotify account.
Oh, it was like, what do you call those? Those kids bop. That they heard.
That's a beautiful song, though.
Yeah, it's like, it's interesting enough is that the new, like the kid, the younger generation loves that song. Like they still played it at proms.
Do they?
Oh. Yeah, it's like, and everyone will know the lyrics.
Wait, why would they play that at proms? It's kind of like, it's like the teachers are like, it's like a last life lesson. Yeah. Like, hey kids, don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, this is what the kids actually like to listen to. And so they request it a lot.
To dance to?
And I didn't know that. And they all know the lyrics.
I think it's like doing shoulder bounce the entire time they're dancing to it. It's like, I don't get like, why are they requesting to dance to that at a prom?
Yeah, that's a little strange.
I don't know. That's a cute one. It's a cute song. So here's another song I just watched. The Spice Girls Wannabe. The original lyric is slam your body down and wind it all around. But people swear they hear slam your body down. The wine is all around.
Close enough. That one close enough. I'll give them that one.
I get it. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, how about we switch gears and like what songs were you guys listening to like the impressionable years, like high school or middle school? No, not middle school. You were just like, you'll just sing it and not really like know what it means. Yeah. But then high school when you get like, oh, this is my life soundtrack kind of shit feel to it, right? Am I the only one who felt like that way?
D, my first thought was, ska. Push it. Push it real good. No?
High school. It's, high school was a lot of hip hop, R&B.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that was the, you know, like, I guess even everyone. Like,
So Def, those like My Boo, those dance music. Oh, yeah.
Sade. Not Sade, Jodeci. Do you guys remember Jodeci? Like R&B.
I remember Jodeci.
From back in the day. Yeah. But what was really, like, I think was really cool in our life that we got to experience was the big boom of Filipino American R&B groups that were popping out of San Francisco, like Cali. Like, I don't think we've ever seen something like that before. And still haven't.
And since.
Yeah, and since of all these Phil-Am groups come up with some really, really great talent.
Yeah.
And some really great R&B songs that were just like, what?
I'm trying to recall if... Because, I mean, like, when I was in high school, I hung out with a lot of Filipinos. But, I mean, I tried to... Like, I hung out with different groups during high school. But then, I don't recall hearing different... Like non-Filipino kids listening to those songs. So I'm trying to remember if they were, you know how like K-pop is now where it's like non-Koreans actually, even if they don't speak Korean at all, can like sing them. So I'm trying to remember if that was, if it made that big of an impact. But I mean, my like the tapes that I re-recorded, it was like Filipino jams or like, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and... In my high school and all like in all the high schools I hung out with, they're all playing nothing but Filipino R&B with other R&B songs.
Yeah.
But there's also like this newfound like sense of like Filipino like pride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back then. And they had tons of Filipino American festivals. They had events at Knott's Berry Farm, which is an amusement park here in California. I was trying to get their hands on these CDs and burn them. And share it. And then also, like, I gotta say, there's...
Wait, maybe people don't know the word term burn now.
They do know. They burn a CD where they steal it. They rip it off.
Okay. No, because, copy. Like, no one really has CDs anymore.
But if there's... It's not that old. It's not like A-Track.
True.
What's A-Track again, McCoy? Can you tell me?
It's before the cassette, right? That's your time.
Fuck you. But there was a point where everyone tried to get these like CDs, like were coming out of like the Bay Area mostly, of Premiere, P9, and there were all like, these really like great talent. Also, let's be honest, like really pretty P9s, and it was it just I think encapsulate what was going on during that time. Do you guys have any of your favorite?
Well, mine would have been P9 and Kai.
Oh, Kai was really good. What was your favorite Kai song?
Heart to Heart.
How does it go? Can you sing it for me?
I'm not going to sing shit.
We're going to have to play it. I also like Premiere. Do you guys remember Premiere?
No.
How many? Wait, is it like an all boy or?
A girl. It was all girl. They were so good. And there was this other group that was called Forte.
Oh, I remember Forte.
Wait, they were Filipino?
Remember Forte? They were so good. Yeah.
There's a lot. One Voice.
Yeah, One Voice.
Yes.
Mine will be One Voice and Kai.
Yeah. You guys don't remember Interlude?
Yes.
Interlude.
Never mind. Okay, wait, don't we know?
Oh, shit. Friend of a friend. Also, there's like Drop in Harmony. Jocelyn Enriquez. I think she came from P9 originally. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
And then she branched off. She's like the Toni Braxton of the Braxtons. How Toni Braxton branched off and did her own thing. Yeah,
Jocelyn Enriquez.
But I mean, I know she's the one who made like a big crossover to mainstream, like to be like on MTV's, like what's that? Beach
she did that
House
collab
something?
With like If You Could Read My Mind with a couple of other singers.
Yeah,
which I love that song. I love their version.
Yeah, I kind of miss that moment, that generation.
Not gonna lie, I still have it on my playlist.
See, when you're talking about like the what was equivalent now was like Korean pop. I would kind of say it was because there was all these big events that were happening around these, like literally these like music festivals, miniature ones at Filipino events where everybody would show up and they go crazy. There was something about seeing like other Filipinos or people that look like you, I don't know, showing off their skills and creating good music. I don't know.
That's not in front of like, that's not in your living room with a karaoke.
Exactly.
That's bigger than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite song?
Oh, I said mine was Premiere.
No, song.
Oh, the one song that goes. I got the. You know what? I got that Push It song in my head. Push It in my head. It's on repeat. I gotta take that out. Oh, it's called Premiere On Your Mind.
Oh, how about you, D? You have one?
It's the cheesiest Say You'll Stay by Kai. Like,
oh, yeah.
That, and then when they made the remix.
I had that. Oh, my God. You know, I still have their CDs, their physical CDs. I still have it.
Because they made like a almost like a so-so deaf-ish kind of like like remix to it. I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I was cleaning up my garage maybe like not too long ago. And I found a whole box of Kai CDs. And I was like, oh my God, like a whole box of them. I was like, well, how did I get these? Like, why do I have a whole box?
Wait, is it like the same album and just a whole bunch of them? Or is it like different albums?
What?
It was like,
were you selling them off of your trunk or what were you doing?
I don't know. These were legitimate like CDs from them. I was like, this is interesting.
Maybe every time you went up north, you'd buy one forgetting that you already have it.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I knew somebody that worked in that whole like... that music scene, and somehow they just dropped a whole bunch of like 30 Kai CDs in my garage. I'm not sure. But
you were probably working at a Filipino festival and supposed to be like promoting them or
maybe
something.
I have no idea.
You were supposed to return them, but you never did.
That's probably possible and likely, let's say. But Kai, we love you. Sorry, Dave.
They should do a reunion. I mean, just like
yes.
I don't know.
I would fucking go to.
Yes.
Okay,
McCoy.
Look. This is why I say I don't know, because when people I'll give you an example. 98 Degrees, I love 98 Degrees because I love boy bands, right? That was my boy band of choice then, back then. They did like a reunion album, and I was like, oh, they don't sound the same, you know, like that. You're expecting them to sound the way they did, but they don't.
Okay, no, I'm talking about, okay, right now, like, in my feed, a lot of my friends were, like, reselling their Lovers and Friends tickets. That's like a 90s hip-hop event that they had. I think it was like either, did it happen already or it's about to happen? I don't remember.
They're doing that again?
Yeah, but I mean, the lineup is like, Lauryn Hill, it's good. Yeah. But if we had an event like that where it would be like Kai, Pinay, Jocelyn Enriquez, like I would fucking buy tickets.
Yeah, I would too. But right? I think some of them already like got into different careers. Like yeah.
McCoy.
What?
McCoy. Why are you killing it for us? Like we're trying to have like a
fantasy. I'm being the realist here. Someone has to be.
Oh, but you know what though? I think a couple of months ago, or probably like last year, for some reason, I went in like a spiral of like watching videos, and I think Jocelyn Enriquez still sings, but she's like singing in a Christian church now.
Oh, so she's doing gospel now.
Yes, but she's church? Still singing.
Oh, gospel's yeah. good.
Which
gospel's
church good. Should we go to listen to her? Do you know?
I don't know.
St. Margaritas.
Where is that? Wait, there's a St. Margarita? Just...
No, but I was thinking like they could possibly be a, you know, I was thinking about margaritas and there had to be a saint named Margarita. So.
I don't know. This is not familiar.
Sounds good though. To your point, D, I agree with you. If all these like bands came together, I would absolutely be there, 100%.
Yeah, I would show up, but I think like halfway through the show, I would probably be like, "Fuck, I'm old." it's just gonna sink in.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's still like good music, and we don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, you guys don't. It's on my playlist still. So.
Yeah, no. Actually, sometimes I'll play the Kai album or the few songs that I like.
Yeah.
No, oh my God, I made a playlist. I made a playlist. My Phil-Am boy bands, girl bands, or something like that. And sometimes I listen to it.
And how can you share it with our listeners, McCoy?
My own playlist.
Yes, are you? Is it vulnerable? Like, why do you feel like
porn mixed in? It's like, my... All of a sudden, he was like,
I know, like, "Oh my god,
it's my playlist." I'm like, no. Actually, it's public. Yeah, I can share it. That's weird, but okay.
Yay, we're gonna get McCoy's playlist. This is what we're promising our listeners: a playlist.
Some of them I can't find on Spotify. Like. Some of the songs, some of the artists or the boy bands or the girl bands, it's hard to find. Because, you know, sometimes the label went out of business and whatever happened to the song didn't make it to Spotify.
Yeah, we're going to have to invite one of the bands on our podcast soon.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
We are. I'm going to manifest it, guys. I'm going to manifest it. Manifesting sure. now. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to share more of our playlist with you. Beep, beep, beep. Done. All right, we're back. Okay, so everyone will know that one of the inspirations for this podcast came from one of our listeners named Daddy Rich. I know we used to call him Nurse Rich, but he's now Daddy
he's
Rich.
He's a daddy.
Because he's a daddy. Like a legitimate gay daddy.
G-daddy?
He's a gaddy.
He's a gaddy. I like that better than jaddy. And one of the questions he sent in to us, McCoy, what was it? What was the query?
Oh, he wanted us to pick a song that represents our past, our future. Wait, our past, our present, and our future.
Ooh, that's deep.
So it's like a your life's playlist. Let's put it that way.
Oh my God, is it going to play at our funeral? Is that what it is?
We'll make sure it does on yours.
Well, now that you said that, I'm questioning my first one, if that's the case.
And on that note,
you'll be dead, so you can't control it. We'll play it. Whoever's still alive, we'll just play it. You better like it.
Well, on that note, D, why don't you go first? So the first one represents your past, right, McCoy?
Yes.
Past.
All right, we'll cover this through that first.
Okay, I went with this not necessarily like relatable like lyrics or anything. It's just more of like nostalgic, like you said, playlist. I remember when I was in high school, I would like junior high and high school, because I was in different state then, and I would come to California during like summer break. And I would hang out with my cousin and kind of just drive around everywhere, tag along with her and her friends. So my past song would be like Summertime in the LBC. Just because that shit, like, you know, like when that came up, you're just like, okay, I was in Long Beach. Well, it's kind of like Wilmington adjacent, but still Long Beach. Yeah, and, you know, like adjacent. Driving down PCH and like, you know, for going from like Del Amo Mall or like, you know, whatever. And like that song would just come up. And that was like kind of like the soundtrack of my summer every time I was down here.
Yeah, that's a classic song. That took me back to all the songs during that time. They were all so good.
They were.
And the melody was just like so smooth and relaxed.
Do you remember, there's a lot of good melodies back then. Do you remember Paperboy and the Diddy?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh my God. It kind of reminded me of that song. Paperboy and the Diddy. Oh wait, that's not me singing. That's just a rapping. That's just me trying to. Sorry. McCoy, you're hella judgy. You're pursing your lips at me. Oh my God.
Well, how about you, Greg?
All right, so I took it like, all right, so this one is what the past. All right, so what would represent the past is what I was thinking, not song that I would listen to. And it's kind of like, it's a classic Beatles song called Blackbird. Are you guys familiar with the Blackbird from the Beatles?
No.
Oh, it's one of like the most, I would say one of the most iconic songs of the Beatles that people don't really know about unless you're like a true fan of the Beatles. But it's kind of on a sad side. It's called, some of the lyrics were, it starts off with Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
That's the one. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly. I think that represents my childhood, like when I was a kid.
But in this case, you're the white bird.
I want to like stick my pen up your nose and twist it, you jerk.
Privileged bird.
It was a golden cage. Anyhow, but Blackbird by the Beatles, like that was just like, I was like, that's
it. Yeah, yeah. That song is very like.
You have to admit, their songs are just, they're on a different level.
Yeah. And the lyrics on that one, that's when the lyrics, I'm like, oh, it was slow enough for me to actually listen and comprehend.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like the most perfect song to that represents my past. So McCoy.
Yes.
How about you?
Mine sounds cheesy compared to your, to UND.
Really?
But I'll take it anyway because it represented my past. It was released in 1998, it turns out. Is it the movie or the song? Anyway, I think the song. It's Reflection, Christina Aguilera version from Mulan. But you know, like 1998 was kind of like the time I came out. And that song, the lyrics of the song is like, you know, her reflection didn't reflect who she really is inside. So it's like, it's very cliche, but you know, it's me.
I'm so sorry. I'm just picturing McCoy like discovering himself in the bathroom after a shower. The mirror is really foggy and he wipes it off and he's just melting out.
I was thinking too, McCoy. Like,
no, not quite.
I had the same exact
video. Like leaning over the sink and just like really like feeling it. Like,
you know. Oh.
But you know that, you know, it's a nice song. It was a good, she did a good, I think that's her first single when she first came out.
I think so, yeah.
So yes, it's a beautiful song. Ballad, of course, me, I like ballads. So there you go.
Just the lyrics itself, it's like really questioning yourself. I don't think we had any big songs that kind of just did that, like, and then it was attached to Disney, so it was like capitalism, but yeah, but still, it was like a good, it was actually a good song.
D. Oh my God, D. Just right on his moments.
So anyway, how about a song that represents your present?
Okay, I'm still stuck to this, and it will be always, you know, if It will be actually an entire album. If we have to go to a song, Solange, Cranes in the Sky. But if we could just do the entire, like, A Seat at the Table, it would be like, you know, that entire album. But to be specific, it's a Cranes in the Sky. And it was just like opening up, like, that you always can't, or you're allowed to be sad and kind of not always force yourself to be happy and up. Like you're forced to face, like, okay, fine, this is what I'm going through. And yeah, that song just really, like, messed me up, but in a good way as well. So, and I'm still holding on to it. Yeah,
that's such a good one.
If I need, if I know, like, oh, I need to get on, like, get in my feels because something is happening and I don't know what it is, that song will usually, like, bring me there. And then force me to, like, check in with myself.
Yeah, that gives me feels just thinking about it. Thinking about that song. Like, ooh.
And sometimes when it comes up on my playlist and I'm not expecting it, I would literally, like, as much as I love the song, I'd be like, no, I can't listen to this right now. Because, like, I don't have, like, the emotional capacity to just, like, go through it. So I would, like, skip it. But if it was, like, the right day and the right time it plays, it was just, like, it would be, like, a check-in for me.
Nice. How about you, McCoy? What's a song that represents your present self?
Surprise, surprise, it's another ballad. This time it's from Mariah Carey. It's Can't Take That Away. It's basically a song how she is saying, you know, people can say what they want to say. You know, people can try to take your peace away from you, but you can't. You shouldn't let that happen. Because I think I do that to myself. And sometimes, and, you know, other people also have tried. And for a moment there, I just allow them to succeed. And I, you know, get into that anyway. But, you know, sometimes you get out of that mentality and you have to, like, say, no. I have to protect my peace.
Ah, hear. Yeah. I'm glad Mariah Carey showed up. I was kind of worried when you didn't bring her up the first time, McCoy.
I know. I thought she would have been the first one, the middle, and then the last.
Yeah. I was just like, because you're a lover of all things Mariah.
Yes. Well, I don't really know her newer songs, but I still love her.
Oh.
Yeah. How about you, Greg?
Okay, so this is interesting. So I couldn't figure out the song to represent my present self, but then I came up with, like, but the first songs that popped in my head, interesting enough, you know, they, one is Tribe Called Quest.
Mm.
Can I kick it?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
And the other one was the Roots featuring Jill Scott. They did that live recording of it. I don't know if you guys heard
Which
it.
Which one?
It's Jill Scott when she first performed live with the Roots crew. I think it was either done in Chicago. Oh my God, it's just so good. Like, and I was thinking, like, why are these songs, you know, coming back to me right now? Actually, I was also thinking of Wu-Tang and all that. I was like, why are all these genre of songs connecting to my present self? And I don't know. I think I'm trying to, at this time in my life, I'm trying to be, like, good to myself. Like, be a homie to myself. Like, be, you know, like, a friend to myself. Like, back in the day when these... when these songs are played and life is just good and you kind of just enjoy life. So I'll give it up to the Roots and a Tribe Called Quest. Can I kick it? That's not how the song is going, but I'm going to kill the song. T, are we going to play songs on this or what? Because we're going to have to.
No, McCoy's going to put a playlist together so they could just, like, take us with them in a car, even if they're down listening. But do we get money for that or no?
No.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be like a roller coaster of ups and downs, ups and downs.
Well, that's life.
That is life.
Oh, that's deep, D. Yeah. That is life.
Okay, so for future song, actually, I love this artist because Amado introduced me to him, like his music. I just like the way he tells stories through his song, and it's Rex Orange County. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but one song that he has is Pluto Projector. It's the concept is like, okay, like the first line is, the great protector? Is that what I'm supposed to be? So just the opening of the song is like questioning who you are and like what you're going through. But in the end, he just knows at the end of it, the person that he's with is who he wants to be with the entire life, his entire life. And but if you had a chance, look him up. Like, he has a lot of great songs. I've been wanting to catch him. I think he was going to be at the Hollywood Bowl, but I was still kind of scared of COVID like a few months back, so I didn't get to catch him. But yeah, Pluto Projector. It's a good song about like trying to questioning who you are, and then stating the ones that you know about yourself, and then the ending is just like predicting or like putting out in the world what you want for yourself at the end of it. So it's a good like cover of everything in a song.
That's a place. That's interesting. Do you know any lyrics from it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that beginning, the great protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? And that like just stuck to me like a pro. Like for some reason, I just think like that's a role that I always play. Like I don't know why, but yeah. So
stop it.
And then
McQuaid. You're such a... Don't do it. No.
But
no.
Like the verse too. The second verse is like spending the years together, growing old every day. I feel I'm at home when I'm around you, and I gladly say again, I hope the encounters last forever. Now it's time for us to spend. And I was like,
is this your song for a motto?
Like, and honestly, if we were gonna have a formal wedding, this would be it. Like, but oh. It's like, no, but if you listen to him, he doesn't even like melodically sing it. It's almost like a spoken word kind of thing. But the way he just really tells the story is and he's like this scrawny little white kid, that, you know. But he's like an artist that I've been kind of addicted to recently, and I just downloaded a lot of his song.
What's the name of the artist?
His name is Rex Orange County. And he's not even from Orange County. He's from like the UK or something.
Oh, I see. You like the irony of it all.
Well, how about you, Greg?
All right. So this is a hard one. Like the future. First I was thinking Anderson .Paak or like Childish Gambino, but then if I were to be really honest, the one that actually makes me think about the future more is a classic song. It's a song called Bolero by Maurice Ravel. I don't know if you guys heard it. It's a very classic song, but once you hear it, there's no lyrics. It's just all like an orchestra. But it has all the feels, and it starts off like really quiet, like really like soft, and it's almost like this rhythm that just continues to go like louder and louder and builds up. And I feel like that's just how life is. And then, you know, connected to my future, I think that there's always like a, you know, you're like, it's building up to something. And I think this song exemplifies it perfectly.
That's beautiful.
Like the build up is what you're enjoying about it.
Yeah, it's just like, honestly, it's a masterpiece. It's like a masterpiece of the composer who created this. And I'm talking about it's a really, really old song, only played with the orchestra. I was trying to check it out at the LA Philharmonic, the LA Phil, but I haven't heard it live yet, but I want to. Stunning. How about you, McCoy?
Mine's a Filipino song by a band, band called Agsunta, I think is how you pronounce it. And the title translates to New Morning. And I like the first few lines, actually. When I first heard it, I said, oh. And it made me smile. I was like, this makes me happy, like the idea of the song. So I'll read a few of the lines. I'll translate it. And it says, the morning will come where I'm happy. The time will come where I'd be able to bury my sadness. And the coming of dawn, the love within me will slowly come to fruition.
Oh.
And I said, oh, what a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very poetic in Tagalog. It's hard to translate it in in English the way they did it. I mean, the way they originally did it in Tagalog, because I just don't have the words right now. Maybe, I mean, like, if you spend time on it, you could. But it's a beautiful song. It's very, very positive. Because I like the lines that, you know, like, what does it say? Kalungkutan ay maibabaon. Maibabaon means to bury. Kalungkutan is sadness.
But is the concept of the song, like, kind of getting over things? Or is it more of, like, holding on to that feeling?
Actually, the second line says, the love that was taken from me. It you know, it's saying, like, the pain that's brought on by the world. I will wake up from my slumber. I'll bring the hope that you gave to me. But to me, it's like, I don't depend on anyone else to give me hope. I have my own hope.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I translate the song based on my reality.
It's almost like an awakening or something.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like, from the way I remember the song, it's like, you left me, but I will, like a new morning, like I'll move on from this based on the love that's within me.
So it's almost like I will survive.
Pretty much, but in a more poetic way.
But isn't that cool though? I think that's what I love about music, is that it does that. Like it translates. It could be like the same, like completely different lyrics, but the sentiment can be translated to another song. So that's why it just becomes your like soundtrack or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Have you guys seen any concerts that just moved you?
Yes. Again, I'm going to go back. It was the Hollywood Bowl, Solange. I mean, but, you know, her thing was like she made a stage on top of the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, she fucking just does that.
Yeah.
So
I saw Solange in New York at a festival, and she's a true artist. And you could actually feel her, and it's like shocking moments. How about you, McCoy?
Not that I remember, so I guess not. I don't really go to concerts, that's why.
Or performance that you've seen and watched that just really just like blew your mind. Like, you cannot believe Mariah Carey just like slapped someone or something. No, she's not.
Actually, no. It's the last one. The last one that Adele did at Griffith Park.
Yeah, I really like that. That production was really nice. I'm sad that she's not doing her Vegas.
There's a.
But then I also can't afford it.
Oh, how much would it have been?
Well, I mean, with everyone reselling it, it would have been like $5,000.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, never mind.
There's this one concert that I... do you guys know who Bill Weathers is? He did the song Lean On Me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He performed... there's a video of him on YouTube. I was watching this documentary, and there was a recording of his performance. He sang the song... Hope She'll Be Happier, and it's just so Bill Weathers is singing the song on stage for this concert to raise money, and it's a really tight shot of on him, and has his eyes closed the whole time, and he's just playing the guitar acoustic, and he's just singing to the mic, and the song is about how he loves this woman but he can't make her happy. And she's moved on and found somebody else. And it's just kind of a song that he wrote for her, hoping the best for her. And you could tell he starts to cry as he's singing the song. Cry or sweat. I mean, it was hot. Yeah. So, but if you want to see like a really like moving moment of an artist, this is the video to watch. It's Bill Weathers' Hope She'll Be Happier live performance. And it's one of those performances that you watch and you just forget to breathe because you're just in the moment and you're just into his words and every syllable and anything he says.
Like he was feeling it.
Oh my gosh, like totally connected to something else. And I remember I was with my friends, we were all watching this documentary at the Ford Amphitheater, which is this outdoor theater in LA. And all of us were just shocked. Like everyone in the whole theater was that was watching this performance was all like, didn't move. Like you could hear a pin drop because you're just focused on Bill Weathers singing, and it was just everyone was like, what just happened? It's breathtaking. You can find it on YouTube as well. So McCoy, what's the Filipino word of the day?
Well, the Filipino word of the day is awitin.
Awitin.
Which means song. Awit, awitin is song.
Awitin.
I think awit is a verb. Yeah, it's awitin is song.
Well, can you use a sentence?
Yes. Our lives are a collection of playlists full of beautiful awitin.
Ooh, that's a good sentence. Did you make that up yourself?
Of course.
That's really deep, McCoy.
I like that word better than the common word for song or sing.
Canta?
Uh-huh.
That's Spanish, though.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Okay. That's, to me, just like, it doesn't have that same, deeper meaning to it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Spanish word.
We just got the word from someone who's 100% Filipino. Don't try to colonize him, D.
I hold my judgment until I see a card that says it was official or something.
D, it's on his IG. It's on Insta. It is on my IG. It's 100% official.
Yeah, it's official.
And there's a logo on there too. It says 23andMe. Like, that is hella official. I got your back, McCoy. I got your back. Well, that's our show. If you'd like to leave a comment or have a question for us or just want to slip into our DMs and share your own favorite music, you can by...
On social media, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GamChat Podcast.
Or you can email us your questions at GamChatPodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to give us 5 stars, and Greg will... I don't know how to use that. There you go.
A-awit.
A-awitan kayo.
A-awitan. There you go.
Kayo. Yeah, I will a-awitan kayo for you. All over.
Okay. All over them.
That's how we do. We're part of Bunk Collective, a group of Filipino content creators. Visit the website at thebunkph.com. And we'll catch you on the next one.